Welcome back, everyone. Hope you had a great weekend, and here's to a great week. On today's episode of the Becoming Clairvoyant podcast, we're going to be talking about the path of liberation, the path of manifestation, and how the path of liberation can sometimes trap us. Now, before we can talk about these two different paths for our energy, we first need to talk about the different bodies. So we all know we have the physical body, which is the accumulation of all the food we eat, right? So if you eat McDonald's versus if you're eating vegetables, your physical body is gonna feel a little different, right? We have the mental body. This is where our intellect sits, and this is where our ego sits. This is where we think things through, do calculations, all that. Now, the third body is our energy body, which is what today's episode is about. Our energy body is the home to our energy. Our seven major chakras, the hundreds of other minor chakras and nadis, as the yogis call it. They're home to our masculine and feminine energies, the Ida and the Pingala. Now there are two more bodies as well. The etheric body and the bliss body. But we'll get to those another day. Now, the energy body. The energy body consists of seven major chakras running up from the base of your spine to the top of your head. You have your root chakra, which is blocked by fear. Your sacral chakra, which is blocked by guilt. Your solar plexus chakra, which is blocked by shame. Your heart chakra, which is blocked by grief. Your throat chakra, which is blocked by lies. Your third eye chakra, which is blocked by illusion. And your crown chakra. Now, as most people believe, they think of energy flowing in only one direction through these energy centers. Whenever you hear about meditation, or you listen to yogis speak, you're always hearing about raising your energy through these centers and trying to get them to go to the higher centers so that you can be further detached from this 3D reality and more in tune with the universe. Now that path of energy going from bottom to top is called the path of liberation. And this is a very, very powerful path for your energy. By moving your energy up to the three higher chakras, which deal with creativity and intuition and your connection to spirit, it is there that you are going to be able to gain access to the two other bodies, the etheric body and the bliss body. However, there is another path for your energy. And when I found this out and realized it and found it during meditation, it changed everything. As I know it can for you as well. This other path is called the path of manifestation. So instead of bringing energy down from your bottom, from your earthly energy centers, up through your heart and to your spiritual energy centers, it's the opposite. It's taking energy through your crown, so taking in those downloads from the universe, and moving it in the path of manifestation the other way, down through your heart and grounding them into your earthly energy centers. Now, why is this so powerful, guys? You see, a lot of the times when people talk about law of attraction or law of vibration or manifestation, they really only talk about your thoughts and your beliefs. And while that is extremely important, it's only the surface level. They don't touch on the energy body and what you need to do to your energy body to become a much more powerful manifester. So, the bottom three energy centers are your earthly energy centers. The heart is the bridge that connects those three earthly energy centers to your upper three energy centers. Now, I used to have a problem where I was very top heavy, so I was running a top-down system. So I had very balanced throat chakra, third eye chakra, and crown chakra, but my three earthly energy centers, the root chakra, the sacral chakra, and the solar plexus, were very unbalanced. And this, you could see in my 3D reality. I had all these creations that I never shared with anyone. I produced music, so I had all these musical pieces that I never showed anybody. I always had such dreams, and I could visualize so clearly what I wanted to do here on this 3D earthly plane. And like I said, I was creating all these things coming from my throat chakra. However, they weren't grounding into my 3D reality. There was some sort of block that wasn't allowing me to manifest these things in this 3D reality. Now, when I found out about the current of manifestation, it changed everything. Because whenever I was going deep in my energy system and I was meditating, I was always worried about, well, not worried, but I was always trying to raise my energy. I was always trying to bring my energy from the earth, from my root, up to my head. But I didn't realize that I already had an excess of energy up in my head. The thing where my energy was missing was in my earthly energy centers. And why this is so important is because if you're able to move that excess energy that you have in your higher three energy centers down to your lower three, you finally have the energy to remove those blocks that are keeping you from manifesting these things in your 3D reality. So let's say you have a fear of posting on Instagram about your brand because you're worried what people are going to think of you. You know that that's a block, but for some reason, you still can't get yourself to move past that block. Well, when you are able to tap into this current of manifestation and move that energy from your top three down through the heart into the bottom three, it gives you that necessary energy to be able to truly clear those blocks. Now, I do want to touch on the heart for a second, because the heart is the bridge, as I said before. In order for the most energy and for it to move as smoothly as possible from your top three to your bottom three, you need to do your best to have an open heart. And yes, this is easier said than done, and that's a whole nother podcast on itself. But the more you're in your gratitude, the more you're in your joy, the more you're in your love, the more you're in your presence, the more that energy from the top, from the universe, all those downloads, all those creations, all those visualizations are going to be able to ground into the bottom three. And the easier it's going to be for you to take the action for those to show up in your 3D reality. Right? Because in reality, we all know. If you're listening to this, I know that you're an extremely powerful spiritual seeker, and I know you have grand ideas, and I know that you're extremely creative, and I know that you're powerful, and you're here to do amazing things and make amazing impact and make amazing change. However, I was and still am, for the most part, I'm still working on it the same way, where I couldn't figure out how to get all these things. I knew I was an infinite spiritual being having this experience. I knew I was a starseed. I knew I was here for a reason. But navigating this 3D earthly plane was always a bit of a challenge, because it felt like when I went out into society, I wasn't able to embody that infinite spiritual being vibration that I was able to embody when I was alone by myself. But when you're able to open that heart and to let that energy flow down into your bottom three energy centers, it just clears all that gunk out. All that gooey, slimy, dark energy that was keeping you, that is keeping you from manifesting all those visualizations, all your creations, all that abundance. It just forces it out, back down into your root, through your root into the earth, and grounds it back into the earth. And another thing that's extremely powerful is that when you are able to start doing this and truly balancing all seven of your energy centers, you're able to start activating your Kundalini. And there's one energy cord out of all the nadis in your body. Nadis are what the yogis call your different energy pathways in your body. I'm blanking on what the Sanskrit word is for this particular energy module that goes straight up. But when you're able to balance your chakras and then balance your masculine and feminine energy, as the master yogis say, you are then able to go out in the world as your true authentic self, and everything just bounces off you. And when you're able to do that, you are at your most powerful, because you're in your joy all the time. You're in your love all the time. You're in your gratitude all the time. When you walk into a room, people can just see the love pouring out of you. You change the energy of the spaces you're in. And every single one of you listening to this, I know that you have the ability to do that. So learning about this current of manifestation is so important, because in your meditations, you can now, instead of only focusing on moving the energy up, you can focus on actually moving energy down. Letting that bright white light energy come through your crown, down through your upper three, down through your heart, and then as it hits those bottom three, imagine it pushing out this black goo, this black gunk, and the earth just slurping all of it up and all of it grounding into the earth. That black gooey energy is all your blocks, all your fear, all your guilt, all your shame, all the things stopping you from manifesting those amazing visualizations and creations onto this 3D plane. And the more you do this, and the more you tune into this current of manifestation in your energy body, the easier it's just going to flow without you having to do it consciously. And the more blocks in your bottom three energy centers are going to clear. And then you're just going to be able to step out into the world in that authentic version of yourself. It's extremely powerful. I hope you guys learned something today. I'm going to try to keep up a consistent schedule. Mondays, Thursdays, uploads. We're just getting into the swing of things, guys. I just got back from a 3-week retreat where I kind of just went into a cabin in the woods alone with no Wi-Fi, and really just went so deep with myself, went so deep within, and I just needed to finally get rid of some habits that I've been holding on to for years now that I knew were holding me back, and I just needed the space to truly let them go. And I'm really excited for this next step in this journey. I'm going to be creating social media for this podcast very soon. I'm also going to be creating a YouTube. I'm not sure about TikTok. I'm not sure how I feel about it. But I'll definitely be creating a YouTube and an Instagram. And when I do that, I'll share that with you guys. If you did make it all the way to the end of this video, thank you so much. I truly, truly am so grateful for you. And I'm sending you so much loving and healing energy. I hope you have an amazing week. Stay strong. Stay powerful. Stay with your heart open. I love you. The universe loves you. The earth loves you. We're all sending you hugs. Till next time.